The Traveler's Journal, February 15th. Searching for Gold in Silver City. In the 16th century, the King of Spain sent a monk, Marcos de Niza, to explore the dry Pinos Altos Mountains of what's now New Mexico's southwest corner. He was to find the seven cities of Cibola, a series of ancient cave dwellings where gold beyond measure was said to lay. According to the legend, the monk found what he sought, but then lost both his way and his life, leaving behind only mysterious petroglyphs to mark the directions. People have been prospecting for the treasure there ever since, but rather than gold, it was silver that sparked a rush to the area. It was found in the early 1870s, and almost overnight, a rough-and-ready boom town sprouted at the south entrance to this range, to service the thousands of miners who flocked here. Situated at 6,000 feet elevation, Silver City's heyday was bright but brief. Most of the mines petered out, and tsunami-sized floods scoured away the city center. But unlike so many other towns in these mountains, Silver City didn't die. For decades, it survived as a health spa, offering a cool respite from the sweltering desert below. More recently, it's developed a surprisingly sophisticated, low-key cafe society, with the population of artists, writers, sculptors, and poets. The old walls along Bullard Street have been reborn, replete with museums, movies, art galleries, herbalists, and bookstores, and more than a dozen restaurants. But the area's real treasures are still hidden in the mountains, and finding them involves a bit of personal exploration. That's what we'll do tomorrow. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.